You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, love abounds. Let's take a look at Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense to the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Here we can see where Apostle Paul is sharing to let love abound, let love grow more and more. In what areas? In knowledge, and it says judgment, but judgment is discernment. So in knowledge and discernment. And the reason being, as love is growing more and more in knowledge and discernment, then one will have the ability to be able to determine between something that is necessary and something that is not. Because as Paul was imprisoned, one man could look at it and look at it from a negative lens versus seeing it from something that was needed. And the something that was needed is seeing how the good that God could get out of that situation, how God could be glorified in it. So when it comes to love abounds, love grows more and more. And as believers in Christ, as we have the nine fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against us there is no law. This is the fruit of the Spirit. And as we have the fruit of the Spirit, and that fruit is exhibited in our lives, and as we go through life, loving more and more, growing more and more in the areas of knowledge and discernment, being able to see, okay, this is a necessary area where I see, because I discern that, yes, this is something that may need to be discussed. This is something that may need to be shared in love. Able to love, understanding what is before you in that particular situation. Not all things should be looked at from a negative perspective. Because as Paul was imprisoned, one could have focused on the imprisonment and stayed stuck just on the fact of him being in prison and not seeing. Hold on, wait a minute. Could this possibly be an area that God will be glorified, that this is actually something that some good can come through this? And here's my moment of transparency. As I was in a place of meditation and prayer, this is what the Lord put in my spirit. Love abounds. And as I began to look at the scripture, as I began to read, as I began to ponder and meditate on this word even the more, I began to see how love grows more and more in the area of knowledge and discernment when we have to speak that truth. And then there may be times love growing more and more in the area of knowledge and discernment, knowing, okay, this may be an area where I love you enough to know I don't need to speak on this right now. I just need to pray. And at the right moment and at the right time, as the Holy Spirit leads and guides, then this will be addressed. As love continues to abound, we love the way God intends for us to love. We love God's way. For he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. As love continues to grow more and more in the areas of knowledge and discernment, we're able to see the things that God would allow us to see and love the way God wants us to love. For we are to love our enemies, and we're to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So seeing and understanding that love continues to grow in the areas of knowledge and discernment, it's not a place we get to on our own. We must submit ourselves totally to God and allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. As this fruit of the Spirit is ripened over time, as the fruit of the Spirit is displayed in our lives, as the fruit of the Spirit is there, we're able, in the areas we have grown in knowledge and discernment, to have our focus on what is important and know the difference between what is very necessary and what is not. And this is crucial in the area of decision making. When we have grown in these two areas and it's time to make decisions, we won't make decisions out of anxiety. We won't make decisions from a carnal standpoint. We won't make decisions that are rash. We won't make decisions based off of mind, will, and emotions. But we'll make decisions from a place of wisdom. We'll make decisions discerning what this thing is. We'll make decisions with the knowledge that we have for what is being revealed. So for love to abound, for love to grow more and more, is speaking on the areas of growing more and more knowledge and discernment so that we will be in position when it comes to determining what is important and what is not. Because of growing more and more knowledge and discernment, we will be able to do just that. Not wasting our time on the things that are not important. Not wasting our time on things that mean us no good. But even the things that may possibly seem as if it's a negative thing. Using the example of Paul being in prison, through the love growing more and more in the areas of knowledge and discernment, we can then look from the lens and seeing, is this a situation God can be glorified? Where there is some good in it, even though it may be uncomfortable, even though it may be something we would not prefer, but it is an opportunity for God to be glorified in it. So I encourage you, when it comes to love, let love abound. Let love grow more and more in your life so that we can love like Christ, so that we can love the way God intends for us to love and be in a position to speak truth when truth is needed and be in position to pray when prayer is needed, to be in position to know what this is, whether it's something that is worth our time and focus or something that doesn't even need to be acknowledged, something that doesn't even need to be paid attention to, so that we don't waste our time and we are not distracted by the things that come to pull focus, but the things where attention is needed, because we have taken the time to allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of the Spirit is exhibited in our lives. As love continues to grow more and more in the areas of knowledge and discernment, we too can be in a position to know that focus needs to be on the things that matter most, that are necessary, and not the things that are a waste of time. So I encourage you, let love abound. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you for the one that is in that place in their life right now in this moment, wondering what is what, that Lord, that this be a time of them allowing themselves to be led by the Holy Spirit and not by the flesh, that the fruit of the Spirit will be exhibited in their lives: love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against us there is no law. And they will allow themselves, God, to love the way you intended for us to love, and let love continue to grow in the areas of knowledge and discernment, so they themselves can see even areas that they may not like in the moment, but they can begin to see it with a different lens and see it from the perspective that this is an opportunity where you can be glorified, that there's some good that could come out of whatever the situation may be, and that whatever truth needs to be spoken, that they're in position to speak that truth in love. They're able to discern the things that should not be paid attention to, and discern the things that are important, knowing the difference between the two, what is good and what is not, what is of you and what is not, as they continue to let love abound in their life. Lord, I give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed.
Thank you for joining me on deck in the Triage Room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the Triage Room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed.
One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.